KE2PET.
Oh, what am I saying?
KE2GDQ, this is KC2PCB.
Good morning, good morning.
2GDQ, this is KC2PET.
KC2PET, KC2PCB.
KC2PCB, KC2PET, good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Ross. I connected in and you were in mid-message. I heard you calling for Brad. But I didn't hear him reply back in there yet. He must be filling up his coffee cup this morning. Yeah, so far pretty good, except for the fact that I've got my truck reporting to be 1 degree outside. I know yours tends to be reporting a couple degrees lower. You seeing something similar today?
Nope, I got the same. I got one as well. My weather station recorded the low of 9, minus 9, last night sometime. And that's pretty low. And now this morning it said it was 0. So sometime during the night it got to minus 9.
Yeah, I guess if we need any positive, this is definitely going to kill off any bug population. So we should have a very low, bug population. I don't know if it'll do it for mosquitoes, but some of the other bugs. I think it's going to keep them all quite at bay. Anything that's been burrowed down into the ground. This cold weather, so long as it lasts a little while, should do some good damage to them. Of course, it can cause other damage, but, like exploding trees and telephone poles. Hopefully we don't see any of that here.
You know, what's funny about that? I've never heard of that or even seen it. Since this came upon the news, that's the first time I'm hearing that. I don't know if the moisture in trees down south have more moisture, maybe? I don't know. I've never heard of it happening around here.
Yeah, sometimes I wonder if it's even fake news. I guess it's possible, sure, right? But then I think about, the pop can in the freezer. It never explodes. It will burst and leak out, but it always stays pretty well self-contained. And if it's ever exploding, I guess I'm not around to experience it. Yeah, same with, water bottles or something. Oh, I'll just chill it before I go out and take it with me, and then I forget to take it and leave it in the freezer.
Yeah, I guess something similar along the lines of that can happen, but never seen it happen around here. Some of the videos I did see one, and it looks pretty obvious that they used some type of explosive because they had a little bit of flash and then some smoke come out of it. I'm like, well, so it seems like somebody drilled a hole in there, put like a little firecracker or something in there, and it got lucky and split.
Yeah, that's why it's hard to trust what's real and what's not real, the whole AI world. It's a different place. And, yeah. Hopefully it's even some of the ham radio stuff I see, people make these videos with themselves sitting in front of this, glorious station there. I'm sure that one we were looking at the other day was real. That was intense. Anyway, KQPCB, sounds like you're just hitting the road.
Yeah, getting some heat in the engine before I leave. I threw over to Brad. I heard Brad in there this morning. So, go ahead, Brad, if you can hear me.
KC2NVM, good morning.
KC2NVM, good morning, sir. How's your morning?
It's 1 degree outside. I don't like it.
Yep, I know. my truck and Travis's truck all say the same thing, too. So I told Travis sometime during the night my weather station reported a minus 9 temperature. So that's pretty intense.
We went out to Kenmore West last night. Zoe won her wrestling match. She ended up pinning the girl in the first period, which was awesome. Clarence ended up winning the whole kit caboodle. And they even had an exhibition match where a girl from our side pin their girl, and she was, like, in disbelief. Like, it was her first pin, and she was just beaming with joy.
Oh, that's pretty impressive. Your daughter does pretty good at that sport. Like I said, I'm not a very wrestling person, but yeah, if she's enjoying it, well, good for her. It's quite an accomplishment. It seems like she's starting to climb the ladder of competition there.
Yeah, there's definitely some girls that are way better, but she's definitely getting better and a bit more aggressive and more on the defense. And then today, they're going to Juville College for what's called team duels, which I believe there's every team in the area goes to Juville and everybody wrestles everybody. It's going to be an all-day event. And then tomorrow we have the meat raffle for Clarence. I donated a bottle of bourbon, and my parents bought a bunch of tickets, me bought a bunch of tickets, and hopefully we'll walk home with some meat.
Well, yeah, sounds like that's right up your alley, too. So, well, good luck with that. I'm going to give Brad a chance to come in here. I heard him this morning, but he didn't hear me. So, Brad, if you hear me, go ahead and take it.
Let's try it this way. KE2GDQ, K2PCB. Are you in there this morning, Brad?
K2PCB? This is KE2GDQ. Yeah, I've just been sitting back listening to the conversation. I can tell Ross is getting closer because I'm starting to pick him up better. I can hear Jeff in there, and just listening to the conversation, it's been good.
Okay, we just wanted to make sure that you were in there, and yeah, jump in at any time. I was worried that if Ross was still on his way that you might not be hearing him, and he was the one throwing out your call sign. All right, good morning, happy Friday. Hey, and I'll have you guys know it's up like 3 degrees here coming up central, so it's beautiful. So back to you, Jeff, with the wrestling. I assume that the kids have to wear some kind of helmet these days. I don't even know if helmet's the word. To protect their head and their ears, I guess. So they don't get that, what do they call that, cauliflower ear?
Correct you are, sir. It's called headgear. And it is mandatory to wear during wrestling events. What happens is a lot of moves in wrestling, it folds the ear and breaks the cartilage, and then when it grows, it's extremely painful, and when it grows back, it just exponentially multiplies and scar tissues up, and you get these funny-looking cauliflower ears. But yes, headgear is mandatory.
So does the headgear prevent that cauliflower ear, or just reduce the chance, or is it just for your head protection?
It's simply for your ears. It keeps your ears from getting folded over, basically. It really offers no other protection other than your ears.
Oh, okay. That's interesting. You know, kind of like Ross was saying, he's not that into it, and I'm not that into football either, but then I think back to some of the video footage I've seen of early football teams where they're playing in leather helmets. And then I have to think, well, what the heck did that leather helmet do for a football player?
Back in the early days, the leather helmet did nothing. And nowadays, you'd be dead in the first tackle.
In fact, if I'm not mistaken, this is pretty sad for me to say. I guess you can pull my man card, but is this weekend the Super Bowl?
I couldn't tell you. I couldn't even tell you who's in it, what's in it, or even where it's being played.
Yeah, I never used to get into the Super Bowl pools, but then a couple years ago, I'm like, oh, yeah, I'll get into one. So, like, the past 3 years, maybe, I had purchased a football square, but this year I didn't get in on it. Had somebody came around and asked me, maybe I would have, but yeah, missed that opportunity this year. Anyway,
Yeah, I'll turn it back to Brad or Ross, whoever wants to pick it up. K2PCB.
Yeah, I might have stepped on you, Travis. Yeah, the Super Bowl is next weekend, and it is the Seattle Seahawks against New England Patriots. I'm didn't get any of that pools yet this year, so that's the only thing I always looked for was my winning numbers. I really didn't care who won because Buffalo wasn't in it.
So does this mean we're rooting for Seattle Seahawks?
Yeah, this is a tough one. My son's girlfriend and partner is from Boston and is a New England Patriots fan. It's tough to pull for the New England Patriots, and this is going to be a tough one this year.
My brother, who is a diehard, would just absolutely not. He would piss on them. Or he would even piss on them if they were on fire. So he's a Seattle Seahawks fan.
If I, excuse me, if I was in on a pool, I'd be more concerned with what did my numbers come in than anything else.
Yeah, this is the first year in many that I'm not in a pool. I see there's a bunch of pools around work, but they're all filled in already. Nobody came around. Well, I was in flex beam for the last 2 weeks, so I might have been a little secluded.
Yeah, when I was there, Super Bowl pools tended to fill up rather quickly, and some of them were rather expensive to get into, but your chances of winning some money were pretty good.
Some of them also got rather extensive on payouts, like every score change, so those were always nice, but those are usually like $100, and then they had little payouts all throughout, so 0-0. Paid out, like, first thing, because that's what the score was.
Yeah, those were expensive ones, like you said. Yeah, it seems like just about everything that you could imagine gave you a little bit of a payout. But, yeah, I usually only got into one that was, like, maybe a $50 pool, and then I would split it with someone else, and that would be about it. Too rich for my blood.
My brother-in-law used to have his own company before he got into politics. He got into a $1,000 pool, and I think he hit because somebody just handed him in like a brown paper bag full of cash. That was quite, it was like one winner.
Yeah, I've heard of those. Way too rich for my blood. I'm just not. Just not a gambler. I want to keep my money for me. I'm not that kind of a risk taker.
Yeah, my wife and I don't even go to the casino. We've been there twice since any of the casinos have opened, and it's like we go there with like $20. We go to the penny slots, throw a couple arms, and when it's done, well, okay, let's go home.
This is K2PCB. Sneak it into say 73. K2PCB clear.
It is that time of day. 73 is everyone. We'll see you all on the inside. And Brad, we'll see you later.
73 is KC2NVM and K2PCB. Have a great day. Stay warm. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you guys on Monday. KC2PET, are you there?
I am. I'm slowly making my way down Erie Street here. I had to bypass some snowplows on Broadway doing a blazing speed of 25 miles an hour. And a line of people are like, well, I'm not going to make it to work on time if I do this. So I get off Broadway and take Erie Street all the way.
How is Erie Street? Last time I was out, Broadway wasn't too bad. But how is Erie Street?
Oh, that's perfect. It's down the pavement. A couple of wet spots here and there, but yeah, that's very drivable.
Oh, that's cool. Did you and Travis talk yesterday?
Yes. It'll be something that you got your general now?
Yes, indeed. I passed element 3. of the for the general. So if I was on, you know, if we were on UHF, or not UHF, HF frequencies, I would have to say, on phone anyways, temporary AG after my call sign.
Well, congratulations on getting that. Now you set the, now me and Jeff have to get ours. I was talking with him yesterday. I'm like, I have no clue when I'm going to be able to go for a test or even study. So busy at work and so busy at home. I know it's, you know, you say you make time, but I have every second of my day, like, busy doing something other than taking a general test.
No, I totally understand that, Ross. I, you know, in my situation right now, it makes it easy for me to devote that kind of time. I mean, granted, I got the book, I think, in July. So basically it took me 6 months. But it's only been the last couple of months that I was able to devote a little more time to it.
Yeah, I'm sure that your kids are growing up to health. Obviously, you have grandkids, but that's not an all-day thing. I have 3 kids total now. I have my mom, my dad, and my daughter to take care of.
Yeah, taking care of mom and dad is tough enough. Yeah, and then, you know, Evelyn, yeah, you got your hands full, Ross, and, you know, yeah, it'll always be there whenever you're ready. So, yeah, I wouldn't worry about it. I just was in a position that I could, and so I did. Now the question is do I start studying for my extra?
I don't know what's involved in extra, to be honest with you. I don't know if that, I know they took Morse code out. I think is extra need Morse code. I think, I'm not totally positive. I think extra just gives you, I'm not really sure. It gives you some extra frequencies maybe you can talk on, if I'm not mistaken, but yeah, I think Morse code's in play for the extra license.
I don't think Morse code is in for the extra. I think you definitely get more bands, but I think you may actually get some more power in some places.
Yeah, that might be it. Yeah, it's totally up to you if you want to take it. Me and Travis talk around on 100 watts, which is, I think, plenty, but yeah, these guys are, some of these guys will take old, TV stations or radio station transmitters to get their power, and they'll pump out, I think, 2,000-ish watts, if not more, which is crazy. I don't even know if I would even go for that. It's that's way too early. You start having, I think that's why they make you understand what the power's going to do. Do you have that much? They really, you have the ability then to set off traffic lights, fire alarms and stuff like that. It's weird. But yeah, you gotta be, you have to really keep an eye on your power once you start getting up in above, I think like 1,000, I think it really starts to, you know, propagate to places where you don't want it to go.
Exactly. Yeah, I think the max is 1,500 watts for any band, for any class, but still, that's a lot of wattage. I can't imagine, you know, like, I'm putting out 50 here, and that seems like a lot. But then you get into the QRP stuff, where there's people that are transmitting on, like, a watt, but yet there's, you know, on HF frequencies, some of the lower frequencies there, and getting out hundreds of miles on just very low power. But most of that is CW. It's not voice.
Oh, yeah. Well, look at here. So you, you're putting out 50. My note's putting out about 7. And it's funny how it works. I can hear my note just as good as you sitting in the parking lot here. Maybe a little bit of a not even real bad. It's like a little hiss. My no versus, you know, if I was right near it, I was definitely full quiet when I'm near it. Yeah. So that goes to show you, you're cranking out a whole bunch of power, and, you know, my nose, it's got the height, too. It's higher. It's got more, it's got better gain antenna, yeah. You have any thoughts of getting your antenna up a little more, or have any ideas of, like, putting it in a tree or something, trying to camouflage it, but get it up a little higher?
Yeah, I have. I just got to figure out the best way to do that, and which tree to do it. But I'm also been thinking, all right, now I need to get an HF radio, or something that can do obviously multiple bands. And then putting a wire, well, probably an NFET, more like an inverted L, I can do that along the gutter, and then run that down the side of the house. But yeah, I still got a couple options I got to look at, but one of them is running the wire underground in a couple of spots to get the best location. So that kind of changes things; makes a lot more work.
Oh yeah, that's a lot of work. I buried my cable. I did it in PVC. That's all my communication lines between my node and the radio out in the shed. I also have Ethernet through there, and my solar panels are out in the shed, and the power comes into the controller in the house, and the batteries are in the house to keep them all warm, and so I have a lot going through mine, but you will fill that conduit up pretty quick. And also, if you're going to go AHF radio shopping, strap your seatbelt in. You're going to just Google that, and there's so many radios there. I think you'll have a hard time finding one that suits you. There's so many of them out there. It's almost like shopping for a car. They all have so many features on them now. Get a pen and paper, write down something, the options that you're kind of looking for, and Google's your friend. Go shopping.
Yeah, I started doing that yesterday. Some of it is a little sticker shock, for sure, but I think you hit it right there with the overload of the options that you could get, and it is a little overwhelming.
Yep, I think about going shopping for mine. Kind of my motivation, maybe if I buy a radio, I'll be like, all right, I have this radio, but I can't use it. What am I going to do with it? So that's kind of that might be a motivation for me. But I got my motivation to get into work so I can pay for that radio. So I'm going to say 73 to you, Brad. So KD2GDQ, this is KC2PET. You have a good day, stay warm, and I'll talk to you on Monday.
KC2PET, 73, this is KD2GDQ. Yes, you stay warm and safe, and we'll talk to you on Monday. And KD2GDQ, clear this channel.